Overtones.
Okay, just for fun today, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to talk about how to make a PVC pipe into a didgeridoo, which is an Australian Aboriginal instrument. And basically, you take a PVC pipe. I think mine is about a 1 inch. I think mine's 1.5 inch. You probably don't want to go smaller than 1 inch. In fact, that's probably too small for most people. Some people go as far as 2 inches. I'm not sure how they do it exactly that big, but 1.5 inch works really good for me. And there you have it. The length really doesn't matter too much. The longer it is, the easier it will be to get the drone sound. Mine's about 5 foot tall. Probably about 5 foot tall. 5 foot long, I mean. And it helps if you put some kind of wax or something, candle wax or something, onto the mouth of it, but it's certainly not necessary at all. Some people put like beeswax or something. You don't need that either. If you just got a PVC pipe, or even for that matter a vacuum pipe, anything that's about that size, about 1.5 inches wide, give or take, that can be used as a didgeridoo. So here we go. Okay, first off, in order to play it, you don't want to think of it like a brass instrument. With a brass instrument, you tighten your lips and kind of thing. You're really trying to get a nice tight embouchure, I think they call it. But with the didgeridoo, you're trying to loosen up your lips and just kind of go. And that's not easy to do when your mouth is against the tube. But that's the idea, is to try to get a sound. And as you're doing the sound, you're also going to let your voice into it. And so it'll be kind of a. But even that's a little bit too tight. It won't come through very good. So let's try that with the PVC pipe so you can hear what it sounds like through the pipe. And if you have trouble doing it straight on, some people do it with the pipe pressed to the side of their mouth. And you can do it whichever way works best for you. For me, straight on works best. Okay, so first I'm going. And then I'm going to do it through the pipe. Okay. So that's about what it's like. And then what you'll want to do is add some voice into it. So there you can hear more of a drone sound than just the fluttery sound. And I'm just going, while I'm doing it. And when you really get into it, you can start doing all kinds of things with your voice. Like going, and use some falsetto in there. That's how you get some of the interesting sounds. Some of the really good players basically yell into it with their falsetto voice. So let's play around with it, with doing different things with the voice. And then to give it even more interesting effects, while you're doing it, kind of go oi, 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 oi with your mouth. And that's about as much as I can teach you about it. The next part that would be important to learn if you really wanted to get good, would be the circular breathing, which I have not mastered and haven't even tried very much of, which is basically a process of being able to blow out your mouth while sucking air into your nose, which is basically accomplished by filling your mouth up with air and allowing your cheeks to press it out as your nose sucks in more air. But since I don't know how to do that, I can't really teach you that. But let's play around with it now. I'm going to add some reverb to give it some echo and just have some fun for a bit. And enjoy your didgeridooing.